This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This is a huge week for us. We have our live secret show coming up on Wednesday. And speaking of that, this part of the program is brought to you by GNC. We will take the first 10 callers, starting with number 9, right now, 800-400-3697. You have to be over 21 to win this prize, but you'll get your tickets for the Sarah and Vinny 21st birthday secret show pool party this Wednesday. This is a crazy week. And then on Thursday morning, this has happened at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It's our third year going back there. On the Thursday morning, after the pool party, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. And that is open to the public. Bring the whole family. We'd love to have you. Let's fill that tent up.
Right. And there's some food.
Yep.
Snacks.
Do some breakfast. They do a nice job over there.
Yeah. It's fun. You'll like it.
But right now, starting with caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Although I do... think that you that just went to, usually I just did the contest, so that's why the lines are all lit up. In case you're confused by it. Now through July 5th, it's which is next week. It's GNC's summer savings event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. Oh well. All right, let's start with George Clooney. He and his partner recently sold their Casamigos tequila company for $1 billion. But they're far from the first celebrities to build a billion-dollar brand. Here are some other ones. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. That's why they didn't have to do Fuller House. Because they're like, oh, we have $1 billion. We're not going to do it. They said they did it ages ago with their clothing brands. But they also have... I have nieces who are now in their mid-20s, and when they were little, they had every VHS tape. The Olsen twins would do movies.
For kids.
I think they went straight to video, and they had, and records. They did whole albums of just sort of goofy little songs, and little kids loved them, and they had everything those girls ever put out. They were well on their way to being billionaires from a very, very early age. So they are worth over $1 billion. Jessica Alba's Honest Company is worth about $1.7 billion. They make non-toxic household products, although it has been accused a few times of falling short.
It's kid stuff, though.
A lot of it is baby products, but it's
cleaning.
Because
we have some of it in our house.
The sunscreen apparently was having a problem for a while there. It wasn't screening the sun.
Right, sunscreen's tough.
And she's got all kinds of baby wipes, I think, and just general household cleaning stuff that's supposed to be super safe for your kids, for your pets, you know, all natural ingredients, that kind of stuff.
It's nice that actually there are people and websites and companies that keep an eye on all those products that say they're safe or work or, and we'll call them out.
Right.
I don't want to see Honest go out of business because they made a mistake or had a product issue, but you shouldn't be buying it thinking it's one thing and
right.
then
turns out it isn't.
Right.
I thought this was sunscreen, not just moisturizer. I wanted to protect my kid from the sun. Ashton Kutcher, he's one of three partners in a venture capital firm called A Grade Investments. They have money in all, he's been a longtime tech investor. He's got big money in companies like Uber, Airbnb, Foursquare. I don't even know if that's around anymore. That was one of those first, like, sort of
check-in apps.
Sure
it is. There's a lot that still continue to be used by someone. Mm-hmm. Tumblr is still used. I saw it mentioned the other day and went, oh, that's still around?
Mm.
All right. And I think Yahoo's the one that bought that.
Yeah. Bono is part of an investment firm called Elevation Partners. They recently had a $1.4 billion stake in Facebook. Jessica Simpson's fashion line has earned over $1 billion since 2005, and she has a lot of, like, if you like those fake hair pieces, She has a big line of those. She's got really cute shoes. I mean, I don't know how much of the designing she's doing. I'm sure she pays someone to design stuff for her to put her name on. Or maybe she is. Maybe she's like, here's the kind of shoe I would want. Who knows?
Well, you wouldn't have expected her brand to go so big if she wasn't doing something special, right? I mean, Jessica Simpson.
All you have to do is, maybe she just has good taste in shoes.
That could be it.
Yeah. But that's worth about $1 billion.
People like shoes.
They don't really say, you know, I guess the brand is the Carters, because Beyonce and Jay-Z's joint net worth has recently been pegged at $1.16 billion. But I don't associate them with, I guess he's got that vodka. And he's produced.
He has vodka?
What's he got?
I don't know. He's got a club. I think he owns something called the 40-40 Club.
And he owns part of the Knicks, right?
No, he owned part of the Nets and sold it.
Oh, well, so I don't know what they're saying their brand is, just that they're them the whole time. Their brand is them.
Well, his record company is Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's clothing, too.
Oh, you might be right.
But I don't know what he... I think you're thinking of P. Diddy has vodka, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he Ciroc?
Oh,
yes.
I think that is what I'm thinking of. It's actually hard to believe that he doesn't have some kind of liquor, frankly.
Well,
I mean, isn't that what you do? You go get a liquor?
Put your name on stuff. You got to figure out what you can.
Remember that woman,
get behind.
Bethany Frankel?
Yeah.
She did the, isn't it Skinny Girl
Skinny
Margaritas?
Girl.
Those were a great idea, and she sold that for, I don't know if she didn't sell for $1 billion or anything, but like a couple hundred million. That was a pretty good cash in right there. I'll pick up a Skinny Girl Margarita. Anyway, there you go. People who have more money than you do.
Thanks.
Yep. Erin Andrews got married.
Good for her.
It's funny because I was looking at the Instagram that got posted. It's at that Yellowstone Club.
Yellowstone Club? What do you mean? Oh, the place where you went with your rich friends and now you're ruined for life.
Mm-hmm. This place is like it's near Big Sky in Montana, but it's a private ski hill, and when we went, that was where I learned to ski. I'd never skied before. My friend goes, well, we're gonna go up there, you have to take a ski lesson. And it was some former Olympic competitor. They spent the entire day with me, and just me and her, and she taught me how to ski, and there was no one else there, and it's miles and miles of terrain. It was, and I guess I think Bill Gates is like member number six, and it's Warren Miller's house is on the slope there, like that's it's Mary Hart was there. Oh, man, that was so awesome. I want to go back there. I need someone to take me back. Anyway, they're members there, apparently, because that's where they got married. Or it's, so it would appear, says Yellowstone Club.
Good for her.
I know, it's wonderful.
She had a rough go there for a minute.
She did. So she married former NHL player Jarrett Stoll. He's cute.
Is he?
Yeah. She is a sideline reporter and Dancing with the Stars co-host.
Is she who's she working for now? Does it say?
You know, it says Fox.
Okay.
I've definitely, you know, you see her from time to time. I never know which group of people is hosting each.
Well,
game.
I think she was ESPN for a long time.
Right,
and then she got a lot of fame from the dancing show and got launched into a big contract with another.
Right. Well, it says here
outlet.
Fox
so
Sports.
So maybe it was Fox, but I think they were trying to give her a lot more, but in the process of her building, I guess, her brand, so to speak, she was also in that fight with the guy who'd videotaped her naked in her hotel room. And that seemed to kind of be undoing her in terms of wanting to be in the public eye.
Right.
So
that was tough, man.
A lot of conflict there.
Ooh, excuse me. She is now the co-host on that Dancing with the Stars. She does like the backstage reporting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never watched that show, but I do. I will see a clip of her from time to time.
I don't watch it either.
Anyway, according to People Magazine, the wedding was held Saturday at sunset in Montana, in front of a small group of family and friends. They got engaged in December at Disneyland. They started dating in 2012. She said that they went to Disneyland for Christmas to see the Christmas decorations. We had a lovely dinner there, and he did it right there at dinner at Disneyland. I was bawling like a child.
Oh.
I know. So here's a picture of her with her new husband.
Did you bawl like a child when you were proposed to?
I did.
You
cried.
You did?
Oh,
even though you made him do it?
Yep. Well, it was a surprise when he did it.
It was?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know it was happening. I've been working on him for a year.
Right, but you said, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it's happening here.
Like, we need to get married, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've been living together for a while. I was like, let's...
I know, so then the tears, like you were...
Well, it was lovely. I was like, oh, finally.
You strong-armed him. I mean, he really didn't have a choice, so...
He had a choice, please.
Well, he didn't want to leave you.
Well, of course not. Getting was good back then.
Did you cry when you were proposed to?
No, because you just got in the car and went to the gig.
I know. I actually wasn't thinking about that time. I was thinking about the other time.
What other time?
I thought you said he proposes to you every day.
No. This other guy.
Oh.
A guy? Hold on. Who's the guy that proposed to you? That wasn't Johnny V.
No, it was some other guy
that
I dated.
Right, what's his name?
His name was Brian.
Brian proposed, and did you say yes?
I said I would think about it.
Wait, is this the guy that you were like, I can't because I would never be able to stay true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you cry when he proposed?
I don't think I did.
You can't possibly have.
It was a great proposal. We were in Carmel. It was in front of a fire. It was beautiful. And then I said I would have to think about it.
So you ruined the whole trip.
No. He understood. We only had dated a year, maybe a year and a half.
Is he a rich guy?
He had some money. Mm. He was really nice, too.
Yeah, you loved
really
him.
Really nice.
Mm-hmm. He was. Stop. What's wrong with being nice?
Nothing.
I like nice guys.
Nice guys
favorite.
Finish
you
last.
You didn't say yes to him, did you?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
How was the ring?
Very beautiful. I had to leave it on the dresser when I left him.
Oh.
I know. I want to keep it.
Oh, so wait. You wore it for a while?
Uh-huh.
So you didn't say yes, but you were like, I'll hold on to this until I decide.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will help me make the decision in your favor.
And I think it took about a month before I realized, it's not going to work out. Here's the ring.
I'm not feeling it.
I'm going to split. Yeah.
Literally.
Well, that's good that you took a little time to think.
Right?
Right.
It's weird.
I can't feel it. I can't.
He's very handsome, Sarah. You're
Isn't
right.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Aaron Andrews' husband. That's what.
Jarrett something or other.
Good for him.
Jarrett. Yeah.
Jarrett. Hockey players, too, are tough guys.
Yeah.
And maybe the toughest.
He actually looks like he came out the other end of his NHL career intact, though. I mean, those could be fake teeth. But his face looks, his nose doesn't look crushed like a lot of their noses look. And
he looks really,
look really
handsome,
beat
but
up.
He could be, pretty broken by it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
They do wear good padding, good solid padding.
Dude, hockey's
rough.
You ever watch that game?
Yes.
They dive in front of the puck to stop it.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the goalie.
No.
Those dudes will take it in the face. Just I saved the goal. I got to go. All my teeth just fell out.
Right.
What?
Oh, gnarly.
I like when they flap their gloves down onto the ice and blood
throw
on the
blows
and
at
go
each other.
Crazy.
Like,
oh,
you like that, huh?
Well, now that I'm a grown up, I guess I can't condone it. My dad is he was a huge hockey fan. He was a big Bruins fan. And he also always, there was on Channel 38. We'd always be watching it. Mm-hmm. Susan Boyle, who is like a, I don't know what kind of singer would you call her or not. Not really an opera singer. Just kind of like, I don't know.
I would call her an opera singer.
Adult contemporary.
They call her a Scottish singer. Let's see. International attention.
Yeah, she's like a serious singer. Like she's, she sings like real serious songs and stuff. She actually shot to fame on Britain's Got Talent, wasn't that it?
Yeah, in 2009.
And she, when she got, she's out there and she's kind of dowdy looking and, is this the thing? And she sang a song from Les Mis. And her voice is very pretty. So she insists on continuing to live in her hometown in Scotland.
Well, why wouldn't she?
Well, because there's gangs of kids that apparently torture her there. It's like she was riding the bus in her hometown in Scotland.
The bus.
That's what the story is. And some teenagers attacked her with rocks and insults on separate occasions.
Rocks and insults?
They were hucking rocks at her. Like, that's got to, you know, you need a mansion with a wall, lady. We were inside the bus and they were throwing stones, screaming and shouting things, said one witness who I assume is Scottish. I mean, why else would be on the Scottish bus? Another time, 10 to 15 of them were surrounding and throwing stuff. They lit a piece of paper and on fire and threw it at her face. And then someone else was saying, I was going inside the mill center. Susan was walking out. They were all standing at the entrance. And they said to her, why don't you get yourself a pair of glasses, you old ugly expletive. It's horrendous. Piers Morgan tweeted, this disgusts me, vile little vermin. So I guess that she's getting tortured in her hometown because they all know that she's famous and kids have nothing to do and they're vile little vermin and they're lighting things on fire and throwing them at her. And
all right, I'm with you. She's got to move.
Yeah, you got to get out of there, lady. And get a driver, for God's sake.
I mean, you have sold, means like, now, yeah. Get
I know,
out of
she
there.
Sold a ton of records. Like, go get yourself a car and a driver.
She's worth $40 million, oh. The internet says.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, get out of there. She looks so much, man, all it really took was waxing those eyebrows. And she went from, like, yikes to, oh, all right.
Really?
Sometimes that's all it takes, Vinny.
Yeah,
just a true. Quick wax. Mm-hmm. Just, you go from unruly to...
manicured.
Right. You look landscaped.
All right.
Womanscaped. One of Charlie Sheen's ex-lovers, in the non-surprising story of the day, one of his ex-lovers has filed a lawsuit accusing him of lying about being HIV positive and exposing her to the virus during unprotected sex. Neither of them are identified by name in the suit, which was filed in the L.A. County Superior Court on Thursday. But Us Weekly got the court documents and says it's them. Some Jane Doe and Charlie Sheen. The plaintiff claims the defendant discussed his HIV status in televised interviews November 17th, 2015 and June 21st, 2016, which are the same dates that Sheen opened up about being HIV positive during appearances on the Today Show. So, you know, the investigative reporters at Us Weekly said, oh, that's got to be Charlie Sheen. According to the lawsuit... she is described as a Russian immigrant, apparently, emigre. They met in September of 2015 and began a romantic and sexual relationship within days. She says she asked him whether he had any sexually transmitted diseases, and he allegedly told her he was fine and she needed to trust him.
Fine.
I'm fine. You need to trust me.
You know, that move, that's my move. And it's really, there's no way you can live on that. Okay, so he lied to you, but you went and had unprotected... I do this. I've done the same thing where I'm like, do you have anything? I'm putting it on you now. Can you tell me for a fact? And so someone says, no, I'm fine. I don't have anything.
You can trust me.
What does that mean? It's such a dumb thing to accept that from someone as if they would say, oh, yeah, I've got herpes, but... you know,
sometimes you can tell just by someone's reaction, though. It's good to ask the question, and
that's what I'm hoping for. Or
and
what
if they
I've
turn their eyes
the
to
past.
The left, because that's what people do when they lie. Apparently,
it's not something I'm saying I've done 1,000 times, but I definitely have in my dating life asked someone, thinking the answer will put it on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's that save me?
It doesn't. She says that he used latex condoms during intercourse. They did not use them for oral, however. And after having unprotected sex for the first time on October 26, 2015, Jane Doe says that Sheen threw a bag of pills on the bed and informed her that he was HIV positive. According to the documents, she sought emergency medical care the next morning and was told the pills that Sheen had instructed her to take would not be enough to prevent transmission of HIV. A few days later, she claimed she confronted Sheen, who said he was noble for having told her about his HIV status at all.
Wait a minute. You're telling me the story that she's saying is they did it, and right afterward, he threw pills on the bed and said, you're going to need these
right.
from now on?
You got to take these now. It's unclear whether or not this person actually contracted HIV. This is the second lawsuit that's been filed against him for exposing an ex-lover to the virus. So that's what Charlie Sheen's doing today.
Wow.
I know. Find something else good.
Holy smokes, that is just cold. That seems like he should be
tossing a bag of pills on the bed. Yikes.
Boy,
you're gonna
no
need
one
these
has
now.
Ever wasted like the good luck like Charlie Sheen has. Like, to think you're born in Hollywood, you're born to money.
Right.
You not only
he
that.
He probably wouldn't have had to ever work,
you
know?
You're born with talent and good looks, and you've got it all. And he's just wasted it. Just thrown it away. Mm-hmm. And I know he's an addict, and I know you're going to write and say, you know, he can't. It's just wasted on him.
It's tragic.
To think that, I don't even know if that's true, but just the story alone is like, why would you put yourself even in.
Why would you? BET Awards were last night, and Lil' Kim performed there. She's a person of interest in a robbery that
Lil
went down.
Lil' Kim is back?
Lil' Kim. Huh. Here's a picture of her. She's looking good. If you like that look.
What look is that?
The one where you have had so many surgeries done. Oh my God, you guys. Last night I watched Fear the Walking Dead, and then we watched, which is the spinoff show from The Walking Dead. And then they have a Talking Dead afterward, mm-hmm. You know. Snooki was the guest on there.
Oh.
I haven't seen her in a long time. Mm-hmm. And man, her face is so jacked up. Like, Jesus. Step away from the needles, lady. Like, her lips were crazy. Her cheeks are crazy. Like, you know.
She's lost a lot of weight, too.
Yeah, she looks like she's put a little of it back on.
Okay. Maybe this surgery. You know, I was explaining to you about tattoos. I think one of our listeners wrote in and asked about a tattoo
placement.
And I was explaining to him through our show, or her, I don't know who. Get ready. You will think you're going to get this one tattoo, and then you'll say, I need, because of
lonely.
This, I'm going to want to put something to balance. And you'll be out of balance forever. Very rarely does someone, unless you're lazy or too busy or whatever, or don't have money, you will find yourself under a tattoo needle again.
Right.
And that's got to be it. Maybe that's it.
She just can't stop.
Like, yeah. You've done it now, but you feel out of balance because your lips are too big, but your cheeks don't.
Let me get to this Lil' Kim. I just totally took us off topic. Lil' Kim is a person of interest in a robbery that went down in L.A. this weekend. She'd rented a house for the BET Awards. And when she showed up at 2 a.m. Sunday morning to check it out, she wasn't impressed, so she bailed out and asked for her money back from the owner, whoever it was that was handling the property. There was a huge argument, and then the cops were called. This is the middle of the night. They said, this is a civil matter. There's nothing we can do. And at about 4 a.m., robbers with ski masks and weapons showed up and took Kim's deposit check plus some cash, totaling around $20,000. They also slashed the victim's tires and stole a hubcap. So they're saying
a hubcap.
Yeah, a hubcap. The
I'm
only
taking
one.
This.
You need something for your necklace, Vin.
I know. Anyway, that's how Lil' Kim's weekend went.
Yikes!
I know.
But she performed. You said
she did. I guess she was part of the Prodigy tribute. The guy from Mobb Deep. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
iPhone's birthday and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Trying to say you're allergic to me?
No. I sneezed before you get here.
Oh. I said, you have allergies? He goes, yeah. So does Sarah and so does Yuzette. I'm like, what the? Wait, what are you guys saying?
Yeah.
We sneeze our heads off every morning.
Every morning in here. But
in the office.
Right when we come in.
Yeah. Oh, but so before I get here then.
Yeah, we're usually done sneezing by the time you get here.
Okay,
I actually think it might be like a cleaning product or something that they use in here. Doesn't it just seem like we all kind of...
Yeah, I mean, for years, even interns would be sneezing as soon as they came in.
Right. So strange.
Yeah.
Anywho, happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a great day and just a killer week. This part of the show is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. We have tickets for the Napa to Sonoma Wine Country Half Marathon. These aren't really tickets. They're more registrations for the race. The race is totally sold out, but if you've been, you know, dying to get in, you were shut out, we've got a chance for you to win your way into that race coming up at 8 o'clock. Want to win a rockin' trip from Jersey Mike's and Pepsi? Stop into Jersey Mike's today to enter. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener's special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. I just wanted to give this a quick mention, as we mentioned it when the Chronicle first started their story on homelessness here in San Francisco. They've done little updates on it. And this last update in today's paper, the most recent one, is just bleak. It's just so, I mean, if you come into the city, when you see shots of the city, let's see, say on TV, it's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. one of the most beautiful places in the world. But if you drive into the city, there are people sleeping everywhere.
Yep.
It's just tragic. And as they look at it deeper, in today's article, they talk about how much more money they've spent just this year, and there's no change
right.
in the amount of people sleeping around on the streets. And they say they're going to throw even more money at it next year, $305 million. Public works crews, this is the most staggering fact. The public works crews and their cleanup, they actually follow it and show a map of what they have to pick up, including the needles.
Right.
And the human
waste.
Thank you. Look at this little map here. And for the rest of you, it's in the Chronicle. I imagine it's at SF Gate, too. But it just gets worse and worse. And they're pouring money into it. And the public works people have to clean this stuff up. And all it does is push the problem to the next street over. They've even got it listed here as, here's a guy shaving on the city street, right out in front of his tent.
Wow, look at that.
And they move everybody off that street, and they just go one street over mm-hmm. to 15th.
Yep.
They don't even go far. They just go one block over.
These are just, it's a map of San Francisco, and then it's sort of dots from where the complaints have been. I guess this is 311 cases. So anytime anybody complains about encampments, human waste, and needles. And the encampments are, I'm looking at the 2016 numbers. It's the numbers
everywhere.
Are staggering.
They're absolutely everywhere.
And the map is just dotted, covered.
Anyway, that article is in the Chronicle. I just wanted to mention it as they're trying. For those of you who are driving around and you see it every day and you think, what can we do?
Right.
It seems like they're throwing money at the problem. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
Also from the newspaper, in this case, it's the USA Today's money section. 10 years ago this week, the iPhone
Ten
was introduced.
Years old.
I'm going to show you a picture of the 2007 iPhone in a second. It was Apple's prized new device on announcement. I remember reading an article from Steve Jobs, and he was saying, as they were getting ready to launch this phone, they just want a 1% of the phone market. It's a big market. It's right. going to keep getting bigger. If we can just get a little piece, it's worth. And, of course, now they have at least half, right?
Oh, close to it. If not, I think Android has the most, right?
Yeah, but that's multiple phone makers.
Right.
These guys have their own
niche
operating system and their own phone.
I'm wondering, it's
a billion have been sold, put it that way.
I think to myself, though, like Apple definitely was the first one with the full touch screen and no
and the
keyboard
apps too, right?
And the apps came out. I always think of sorry people who have Android system, it's there that they copied it, that it basically is an iPhone but with somebody else's operating system.
Sure.
You know, like they definitely changed the way we think about phones.
The article I'm looking at says the iPhone famously put the internet in our pockets in a real way. Mm-hmm. There was a browser and you could go search stuff.
Right.
And it worked better by far than that BlackBerry you were trying to launch.
I barely use my computer anymore. Everything I need is right on my phone. I'll look anything up. barely have to use it.
So when these were first launched, I tried to highlight as much as I could, but I think they came with 4 gigs.
Oh, of storage?
Yeah.
Funny.
Mine has 256 now.
Right.
But then when they were first launched, that was like 4 gigs, 6 gigs, and 8 gigs was the big one. So anyway, happy birthday, iPhone.
Yeah.
It all changed from there.
That really was sort of a big turning point in all of it.
That's speaking of, I have this article about the most important inventions from all 50 states. And iPhone is, in fact, in California,
the most important invention.
Which says a lot.
It does. We've invented a lot of stuff here.
The personal computer came from Florida. Did you know that?
No.
The TV from Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
The atom bomb is credited to New Mexico.
Huh.
The credit card is credited to New York.
Oh.
The airplane, North Carolina.
Okay.
That's Kitty Hawk, right?
I don't know.
Isn't that the Wright brothers?
Yeah.
Had to.
They were the ones who invented it, right?
Right.
Wait, what was Kitty Hawk? Was that the name of the...
So the airplane is credited to North Carolina, uh-huh. And I think the Wright brothers launched that first plane. The place was known as Kitty Hawk.
Oh.
I think. Who knows? I have a lot of files up there that... Who knows if they got put in the right place?
Your stacking system isn't
hard
exactly...
Hard to access them. Right.
The taser is from Arizona. Oh. Well, that doesn't seem...
That's their most important contribution.
The ski lift is Nebraska.
Oh. The ski lift is pretty great.
It is pretty great.
Yeah. Like, it was exhausting as a kid, you know, having to haul your sled up and everything. And
what do you mean?
Just getting up a snowy hill is hard, is what I'm saying. So, in general.
Oh, because you grew up with winter.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. I can ice skate and sled like nobody's business.
Blue jeans are credited to Nevada.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway.
That's surprising.
iPhone, California, everyone.
Did it say Massachusetts on there?
Massachusetts.
The Boston baked bean?
No, I don't have that. I can find it, though.
No, I don't care. I thought it was on the list.
Cream of wheat, North Dakota.
Oh, God, I love cream of wheat.
You don't love it.
I love it.
You don't love it.
I love it.
I love it, too.
When's the last time you ate it?
In the last year.
No.
Yeah, I have a box of it at my house. I love cream of wheat. It's delicious. Sugar, butter, a little milk. Oh, yeah.
This story isn't supposed to bum you out, although
it
might. Well, it could. If your significant other is cheating on you, they're about to make contact with their side piece.
Why? Because you're at work now?
A new survey found that at 8 a.m. on Monday morning is the most common time for people with a side piece to make contact.
They just spent the whole weekend with you, but they were thinking about their side piece the whole time.
That's the first safe moment, I guess. They say the least popular time to make contact with their side piece is 10 in the morning on a Saturday.
That makes sense.
The survey also found the most common way people hide their affair is by putting the person in their phone under a fake name of the opposite gender.
Oh.
So. And the second most common way is just a burner phone. Just.
A burner phone in and of itself, though, if it's ever discovered, is a million questions. I think that just having a fake name is probably a better way to do it.
The burner phone is what got the guy in. Oh, why can't I think of the name? It's the show I'm watching, the drug dealer, meth dealer.
Oh, a Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad. Oh. That's what got him caught. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even cheating, but he was drug dealing. But the burner phone, when she found it, was like, okay. And he's like, no, I'm not.
Only two things from a burner phone, drugs and a hookup.
Right. That's funny. I haven't watched that whole show, so don't tell me what happens.
I haven't watched it either, the whole thing. I can't get through anything anymore. I really can't.
Is it the kid?
There's just not enough time to sit and watch TV. So, and I'd prefer to watch baseball if I'm only going to get a few minutes. I'll just put on baseball.
You got to watch that Handmaid's Tale, man. That is a
really
powerful show. I think I just watched the finale, whatever this past week was, and it's just, I mean, oy.
I think this is the week that, where's my head?
I don't know. It's Monday morning. It's okay.
The show you and I watch every summer. What is it called?
Big Brother.
Big Brother starts this
Wednesday
week,
night.
Right?
Yeah, during our
show. Oh, right.
During our
yeah, we're going to be away at the live secret show.
Vinny,
while our friends are out partying, why don't you and I get together and watch the
premiere
episode? We can watch
Big Brother.
Episode.
Sounds good. Speaking of shows, this is probably something that should will end up on your desk if it already hasn't, but Facebook is going to be launching original
content. I saw that this morning. Yeah.
I don't have anything beyond that.
Like
it's actually
they're looking for scripted shows.
They are. They'll pay about $3 million for per episode. So they're not looking for cheap shows. Mm-hmm. But they are saying there'll be a lot of unscripted stuff. There'll be some scripted stuff, but they're going to aim for the 17 to 30 year old demo, and they're trying to just continue to grow and evolve like
that
everybody
article
else is doing.
Is in the business section as they're launching as they. They're talking about it from a business standpoint. Mm. They're saying these guys are going to try to do BTV competition.
Sure.
Might as well. Everyone else is.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of it. Well, right. Why wouldn't you?
It's content. That's the whole thing. Why would you
content
pay people
is king.
For the stuff that's already been made when you could just make your own?
Yep. Well, and it's working for some people.
Like, oh, Netflix is crushing.
Netflix is great. Even Hulu, though. I would have never signed up for Hulu except for that, the Stephen King.
11-22-63.
Right. I loved that. And then I just kept it. And I was glad I did when The Handmaid's Tale came on. I was like, this is great. Gotta have it.
Our text number is 25423.
No, it isn't.
JK.
JK.
It's 800-400-3697.
415 says that story about Charlie Sheen could be a lie. You can't believe everything you hear. Some people will do anything for money. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. He seemed to continue to date after he was in a situation, and I feel like he was getting around a lot, putting himself in a position to be taken advantage of if, in fact,
yes,
he was behaving himself. If that Sheen's story is true, he's a sociopath. Charlie Sheen is a POS. What an evil soul. So, yeah, we don't know if that's true,
but we assume.
Based on what's being said there.
Well, and this isn't the first lawsuit if this awful. One's on him. It is awful. And actually, somebody had mentioned on the text, I thought if you knowingly expose someone to HIV without telling them, that was like a jailable offense. I think that's actually something that you could, wouldn't just have
it
to sue
them. It seems
him.
Like it should be.
Mm-hmm. If it isn't, it should
it's,
be.
It's certainly, I know you survive that now, but it does seem like reckless behavior towards another human being.
Uh-huh. That person should have a choice as to whether or not they're willing to take that chance.
Well, I'm out of time. I'll read some more of these next time around. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I have the album charts right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.